You are listening to the audio production of Hope, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World by Dr. David Jeremiah, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by Paul Michael. Dr. Ken Nichols is a biblical counselor and communicator whose friendship and partnership in ministry reach back more than 35 years. Wherever he has been, you will find people whose lives have been healed because of his ministry. Over the last several years, we have talked often about the subject of fear, and he was the first to suggest that I write a book on the topic. Here it is, Ken. It is dedicated to you. Thank you for your encouragement. Introduction. You are asleep in your bed when your alarm shocks you awake. You pick up your phone and see the headlines filled with news of approaching thunderstorms, overnight killings, fires, stock market plunges, government scandals, and car wrecks. Instead of jumping out of bed, you pull the covers up over your head. You know what a fearful world we live in, and you dread facing all the challenges of the day. But maybe your morning fears are not in the news. They're about your job. You live in constant fear of getting caught in the downsizing trend. Or you're apprehensive about a business deal that has your career on the line. Maybe your deepest fears lie at home. Can you meet this month's mortgage payment? Does your marriage seem shaky? Are your kids worrying you? After a recent service at the church I pastor in Southern California, a young soldier who had just returned from Afghanistan wept as he asked me to pray for him. He feared that he might be losing his family. Might. That's the word that's haunting him. Our greatest fear is the conditional might, the threat of what might happen. Fear trades in the market of possibility, or even impossibility, for fear is the tyrant of the imagination. It imposes itself upon us from the shadows, from its hazy mirror of maybe. There's no question about it. We live in a world that is often a scary place to be. When we face these fears that prompt us to pull the covers over our heads and retreat from the world, what will we put our hope in? Will we exert our energy in wishful thinking, crossing our fingers that our circumstances will change? Will we hold our breath in the hope that luck will go our way this time? Biblical hope is not wishful thinking. It's not a lucky chance. It's not ungrounded optimism. No, it's a rock-solid belief in the character of God. That's not to say that we are guaranteed rose bushes without thorns or a life free from tragedy or disaster. But because we know that God is all-knowing and all-powerful and for us, we can face down our fears and trust the outcome of our circumstances to Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The antidote to fear is faith." And faith gives us hope in the midst of whatever scary thing we face. When the Apostle Paul was giving counsel to Timothy, his young protege, he knew Timothy was afraid of something, probably of his assignment to lead the large church in Ephesus. Timothy was raised in a small town in Asia Minor, and Ephesus was the big city. Paul himself had spent 3 years in Ephesus building up the church there. It was led by a strong group of elders, yet false teachers were causing trouble, and Timothy was supposed to go in and be the leader of the whole thing. What young pastor wouldn't have felt fear at the prospect? So what did Paul tell Timothy? Your fear is not from God. What do come from God are power, love, and a stable mental attitude. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, my paraphrase. Paul knew that when we get God's perspective on the source of our fear, we can set aside what is not from Him and embrace what is.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?